The Okotoks Oilers continued their upward trajectory on a marathon road trip. Okotoks took 4 of a possible 6 points from its November 26-28 sojourn through Grande Prairie, White Court and Drayton Valley to improve to 1-2-1-5-1 in the Alberta Junior Hockey League. "I think it was definitely a positive weekend for the team," said Oilers captain Tucker McCrae. "We had 2 big wins and the third one is always tough with the 3-3. In past years, I know we've struggled with that last game, it's a grind mentally and physically. But the team did a good job and, Jack McNaughton played very well in the first 2 games." The Oilers opened the weekend by blanking the Grande Prairie Storm 1-0, followed it up by outlasting the White Court Wolverines 5-3 and concluded the 3-game set in a 5-1 defeat to the Drayton Valley Thunder in the November 28 matinee. "I'm super excited," said Oilers head coach Tyler Dace. "Just having the guys back from the injuries, I really like the way that we played, all weekend. And even though the game was 5-1, we played well in that, Thunder, game there, just a little bit of bad luck, but super happy with the guys." Brendan Boyle scored the lone tally for Okotoks in Drayton Valley as the visitors were stymied by Thunder netminder Jackson Berry, a former Okotoks U15 AAA Oilers standout from Chestermere, who made 30 saves on 31 shots. Okotoks received terrific goaltending in its own right, particularly in the weekend opener. Jack McNaughton, who joined the team the week prior, stopped all 25 shots he faced versus the Storm to lock down his second consecutive shutout. "That's not an easy thing traveling the whole day then having that game in Grande Prairie," Dace said. "We've done it in the past and it's always a tough grind. I thought they were just really committed without the puck and played a really smart game and Jack gave us a chance to win." Center Brett Huxley notched the game winner on a second period tally as Okotoks locked it down from there. "Everyone was working hard in the D zone, guys knew their roles and then having McNaughton back there, he made some big saves to keep that zero the way it was," McCrae added. "Some of the young guys on the back end stepped up and made some big plays defensively and were strong in our own zone." Led by Rieger Lorenz's first career hat-trick, the Oilers got by a tough Wolverine squad 5-3 the following night. "We played phenomenal and were buzzing in that game," Dace said. "A couple bad mishaps in the third, but we stuck with it, which was the best part of that game. We stuck with the game plan and came out with a really good victory." McNaughton had his shutout streak halted at 160 minutes with White Court making a late push to tie the contest at 3-3 before Lorenz added the game winner and set up Boyle's empty net tally. "We played a really strong first period, we had the momentum and getting up with that 3-goal lead, they call it the toughest lead in hockey," McCrae said. "We got into a little bit of penalty trouble, but I think that was a huge character win just to show that guys aren't going to give up, they're going to keep battling." And Rieger there had a great performance with the 3 goals and assist on the empty netter. Okotoks, winners of 3 of its last 4 games, sits 4th in the AJHL's South Division with 25 points, 1 point up on Canmore and 2 ahead of Blackfalds. "We had some tough times there with the injuries and we knew we were a young group and would have some learning situations throughout the year," Dace said. "But we just have to stay with it and stay positive. At the end of the day we know we're going to win some games and lose some games. But we want to ensure that we instill that we're playing the right kind of way." This week, Okotoks is in Olds on November 30th and then battle the Calgary Canucks in a home-and-home set on December 3rd and 4 with the latter contest at Payson Centennial Arena, a 7 p.m. puck drop. "I think guys are starting to get the confidence back, especially up front," McCrae said. "With a lot of the young guys, they're starting to get more games under their belt. Especially with the addition of McNaughton, guys are feeling really confident in the team's game and I'm hoping we can just keep moving forward and keep getting better." For more information go to okotoksoilers.ca.